Let us start with budget center. Now various definitions are there. What is budget center? As I told you, budget center is nothing but various departments where the cost is going to incur by the company, right? And each cost get contributed to the total cost of production as well as total cost of operations. And from the cost only we can make out, from the cost and the performance we can compare whether the cost has given effective results or not. So budget center, the whole organization is divided into budget center, that is nothing but department. Then budget manual. Now budget manual, what is budget manual? Now see, I will give a simple example. Apart from this, going away from the chapter, I just give a layman's, in a layman's language I will give one example which is used in day to day your life, day to day life. Now see, suppose you buy a new TV. Suppose you had a small 21 inches TV, normal television you had. Right now there is revolution in the television, this thing. We have LCD, we have LED, we have plasma, everything. So you got a plasma TV, right? And you install, means you have got the plasma TV and install it and install at your place with digital set-top box, right? Now there is a movie which is going on. In that, since the TV is new to you, the person who has installed the TV, he told that the person who will give the demo, he'll come after 2 days. Because that person is going at everyone's house. So 2 days minimum, he'll come after 2 days. Now what happened? Suddenly a program of your choice, your favorite program is going on, and you find that either the volume, the bass and the treble of the volume is not proper, or the color is very red, or very glossy or something like that. Right, you might be watching your favorite heroine or hero, and that the outfit which he or she has worn, the color of that is very distracting your eyes. It is creating a bad effect on your eyes. So you want to reduce the color. Now you don't know anything, because since that TV is new, the old TV you are operating it with a remote. Right now you have the remote, but you don't know how to do it. But I can't wait for 2 days to come, the person from the company should come and give the demo. I can't wait, because right now the show is going on. So what I will do, I will take out the manual. In that, what I want, the sound and the color, I will go to the index. In that, in the page number so and so, I will go to that and I will press the button, and accordingly I will adjust, and I made the adjustment. So it becomes very simple for me. So I am not waiting for the person who is going to come for demo for at least 2 days. Right? On the spot I have made the changes. Similarly, so that is an additional advantage which I got because of manual. Similarly, why I prepare budget manual? Budget manual is a list of instruction, like the manual of the TV has given the list of instruction of various function which is installed in the TV. Similarly, budget manual will have a set of instruction, duties, rights of different departmental head. What are the achievements, what are the targets for different department, what are the various things, till how much we have reached and what is the remaining part, what we are lacking behind, what we have, what is our strength, what is our backlog, every details are there in that. So suppose if one of the departmental head is get transferred or retired, suppose sales manager or the purchase manager or the production manager retired, so in his place a new manager is appointed. So when a new manager is appointed, the top level management will not waste time in coming to his cabin and give some instruction to him, or call him in his to our cabin and give instruction to him. They will not waste time. Since new manager is appointed, it is his duty, he will go and see the budget manual without wasting time. He will go and see the budget manual and he will realize what he has to do. He will not see others departmental information, he will see his own departmental information. He will see what are the optimum efficiency level of my department, what are the targets, how till how much we have succeeded, what resources we have, and accordingly I will make the plan. I will start without wasting time, without waiting for the higher official to come and give instruction to me. So it will save time of the company, and as soon as he entered into the company premises, he will start his work. So before coming, so since the appointment letter is given today, they will give you the budget manual. So you go home, the manager, the person who is appointed new, he'll go home and he have the detail about his department first, and accordingly in the next day he'll come with a different plan and start its work without wasting time. So that is the importance of budget manual. Okay, then budget controller. Now what is budget controller? Now, since you have all departmental head, purchase manager, production manager, sales manager, HR manager, account manager, above them there is one controller who will control all the activities of all this departmental head. They are answerable to the department, the budget controller. They will give the remedies or the information or the report to the controller, and controller gives that information to the top level management. The departmental head are not supposed to go to the top level management. There is one middle person who is budget controller. So budget controller cannot implement or instruct anything towards the production department, the different department. He can just suggest some of the various measures, but he can't implement it strictly or forcefully. Right, he can give advice to various departmental heads that this is going wrong. You can, if you feel like that, you can do this much changes, and I will convey your message to the top level management. So he is a budget controller. Then we have budget committee. Now, what is budget committee, my dear? Forming means the total of all departmental head and the controller becomes a committee. Their specific rights and duties are allocated to each and every person. Each and every person knows what is their duty, what is their course of action, what is the things which they have to do, how much, who is responsible for what, everything is there. So that forms a budget committee. So it is a group of managers that discuss a mutual agree program to meet their targets. Its duty and responsibilities are described in the budget manual, which include receive estimates from the members and make recommendation when there is a conflict between departmental review and recommend decision. When there is a conflict between departmental reviews, they can recommend various decisions. Okay, recommend changes and approval of revision of budgets. See, whenever there is revision of budgets, if the departmental head feel like revision of budget, they will come to the budget controller and they will just tell them that we want to revise the budget because of this reasons, not because of internal factor, it is because of external factor or because of internal factor. Whatever reason is, they will convey the message to the controller. Controller will get the message to the top level management and get the things passed from the top level management and then give it to the managers. Then receives studies and analyze periodic reports and budget variation. These are the duties of budget committee. In condition, warrant recommended budget revision. Recommend revision of budget policy and procedure. Recommend changes in the budget manual. Yeah. If someone feels that there should be some changes in the budget manual, that also can be done with the budget, with the help of budget committee. Budget period. Now, when you are calculating budgets, because budgets are the targets which you have to set and we have to work towards that goal. So when there is a budget is prepared, there should be a budget period. If there is no period, you are making a budget and thinking, saying that this budget will work for n number of years, then you are making mistake. That will not work for you after 1 or 2 years. Right, so that is what budget period is. So every budget which you made has certain period. It may be long term, short term. Right, so it has different period. It should be long enough to complete production of all product. It should be short, recover one entire seasonal cycle in case of business with seasonal nature, long enough to allow financing of production in time. Major operation like plant re-layout must be planned well in advance. So there should be a budget period for each and every budget. Short-term budget or long-term budget, whatever it is, but taking into consideration the importance of the particular operation, we have to fix a period for that. Now, next heading we have budget key factor. Now, before going to this topic, I will just once again want to revise what we have done. We have studied about what is the budget. It is a financial plan to do future operations. What is the difference between forecast and budget? Right? What is budgetary control? Budgetary control is a technique which helps us to improve the overall efficiency and to have the control on the cost. Right? How the budget control is implemented? How this technique is implemented? By dividing the whole organization in different departments. In each department, there will be appointment of each departmental head. Each departmental head will make budget for their department, since they are the person, the best person, the right person who will decide the needs of their department, and accordingly they can act and implement that, and they have to check that, and if they are succeeded in their mission, definitely they are under control, so their efficiency automatically get increased with reducing the cost. Right, then we have budget center, budget manual. We studied about budget controller. We studied about budget committee, what are the duties. Then afterwards, we studied about budget period. Now, let us move to the next topic, that is called budget key factor. Now, what do you mean by budget key factor? Since all the departmental head people had made their budget, so which budgets should we start with? From which budget? Whether we should start with production manager budget, whether we should start with purchase manager budget, whether we should start with sales manager budget. So which budget should be first implemented, and on that basis the other budget will get started. So that is called budget key factor, means which is the key to the success to open the lock of budgetary control. So is a factor which will remit the activity of the undertaking in which is taken into account in preparing budget. It is usually in the demand for product or services, but could be anyone from customer demand. I may start with sales budget. I may start with plant capacity budget. I may start with availability of raw material budget. I may start with HR ka budget, that is skill, labor or capital, accommodation of plant, raw material. So from which budget I should start? If I am talking about a newborn company, I may start with the raw material requirement budget, plant utilization budget, then HR budget, then purchase budget. In that way I have to start my operations. So when I have made the budget for each and every departmental head has made the budget, now from which budget they should start with? Because once you have to start with one budget, and accordingly the other departmental people will make the budget on the implementation of the first budget. So that is called budget key factor. So manager identify the key factor and take decision to get over the limiting factor, else the framework of budget has to be within the limit of that key factor. You got my point? So which budget should start with, that the management has to take. And then limiting that means zeroing that budget means starting implementing one budget, then one by one the budget will implemented one after another. Now classification of budgets. Now when you are talking about budgets, now we have various budgets based on various classification. If we want to classify the budget on the scope of activity, so master budget and functional budget. Master budget will consist of all the information regarding all the budgetary cost of various department, which is prepared by the accounting manager or the finance manager, accounts manager or the finance manager. Functional budget, we can prepare the functional budget on the base of function like factory overheads, factory function, admin overheads, selling and distribution budget, sales budget, production budget, purchase budget. That is functional budget. We can make the budget, classify the budget on the basis of efficiency of the activity, fixed budget and flexible budget. If the operation is fixed, if there is no fluctuation in the level of activity, then we can go forth with fixed budgets. Fixed budgets like all the expenses which are fixed in nature. So we make a separate budget for fixed budget. Flexible budget. Flexible budget is prepared by the company in order to know what will be the level, what will be the fluctuation in the variable and the fixed cost when there is increase or decrease in the level of activity, how the cost will behave, how the profit will behave or increase or decrease when there is increase or decrease in the level of activity, in order to know the various behavior of cost at various level of activity, what is our profit, which level of activity will give you more fruitful profit. All that will be known to the company with the help of flexible budget. Then budget can be classified on the basis of condition of activities. Conditions means, if as I told you in the beginning only, we have to make in advance the budget. So fixed basic budget. See, if I am talking about a shirt manufacturing company, it was basic budget is for one shirt 2 meter clothes are required. So that is the basic requirement. So basic requirements, basic budgets are those budgets which are carried over for a period of longer time, right? And current budgets are made for whenever there is a climatical changes, economical changes or market fluctuation, then accordingly we will change the budget as per the requirement. If there is cyclical production or if the production process is depends on the climate condition or seasonal availability of the raw material, accordingly we can adjust the basic budget. Then in that case we may prepare current budgets. Now, period budget, short-term budgets, long-term budgets. When we are making short-term budget is the budget for working capital requirement, day-to-day requirement. Long-term budget is a budget calculation for long-term finance. For example, replacement of plant, new technology, all that is taken in short-term. And so we can classify the budget on the basis of period, that is short-term and long-term. Then budgets are normally classified on the basis of scope of activity. Scope of activity means functional budget is subdivided. Scope of activity means functional budget. As I told you, production budget, production cost budget, overhead budget, research and development budgets, and financial budget. In production budget, what we'll do, we'll make a budget of production overheads. Means what is the unit produced? So what is the formula for production overheads, production budget? How to make the production budget? Production budget or purchase budget is equal to, please write down this formula when you are watching this video, that production budget is equal to sales plus closing stock minus opening stock gives you production budget. Sales plus closing stock units minus opening stock gives you production budget. So every month or every week you have to make this budget so as to know the production of each month or each week. Depends on the nature. Then production cost budget. Cost is again the similar. Sales amount. In production budget, we'll talk about units. In production budget, we'll talk about units. Production units. Sales units. Add closing stock units. Less opening stock units gives you production units. Then we'll talk about rupees. So sales amount. Add closing stock amount. Less opening stock amount give you production cost. Overheads. Overheads, when I talk about overheads, I will talk about factory overheads budget. I will make a budget of factory overheads, admin overheads, selling and distribution overheads. Right? So on the basis of factory level of operation, we will make up a budget of on the basis of overheads. Then research and development. If we are planning out to get a diversification in the product segments, so if you want to go a new product line, go for a new product line, then research and development budget is also very important in the growth of the company. The research and development people will keep on making the budget for the new products, so as which will give them more profit to the company as per the capability of the company's technological capacity as well as work personnel's capacity. Okay, financial budget. Financial budget means cash budget. In financial budget, we prepare cash budget. By preparing cash budget, we'll come to know that whether we have surplus in the nearby future or deficit in the near future. If there is deficit, we may arrange for short-term or long-term loan. If there is surplus in the near future, in the monthly wise, cash budget is prepared. If in that we can find out whether we are suffering a deficit. And if the deficit is huge, we may arrange for long term, we may make an arrangement of long term loan. And if the deficit is very small, then we may go for short term loan. Then if there is surplus in the cash budget, then we may go for search for a best short term investment plan where we will get maximum returns. So that is financial budget. See, production budget includes material, labor and plant budgets. When you are talking about production budget, production cost budget, it further classified into material, labor and plant budget, right? So when we are talking about overheads, it is factory selling. I explained you this effectively, that overhead budget includes factory overheads, admin overheads budget, selling and distribution overheads budget, right? I have already explained. So just I am moving this part. Then approved target for individual function are known as functional budget. Consolidation of functional budget consists of master budget. Now, all these budgets information will be taken into consideration by preparing a master budget. Master budget will have consolidated all the functional, individual functional budgets, and consolidated of all budget constitutes of master budget. Master budget is nothing but the information of all the individual budgets, and it becomes a master budget. Sales budget, I told you what is sales budget. Sales budget is a total forecast of total sales. Either it will be made in rupees, it will be made in rupees quantity and rate. It may be economical market regulation, internal funds product. It can be a keystone for budgeting. The sales budget can be made territory wise, regional wise or state wise. Then production budget, I told you production budget is a forecast of total production. It will indicate quantity of product to be manufactured, production cost details, manufacturing cost details for the period. It will have that aim is to optimum use of resources, assist scheduling of factors of production and preparation of delivery schedules. The aim of production budget is to schedule the factors of production well in time, means the factors of production which are affecting your production schedule. That's to be used in an optimum level and to make a preparation of delivery schedules. So production budget will help in doing that. Then we have material budget, forecast the total material requirement. Material budget will forecast the total material requirement, act as a guide for purchase department. Material budget will act as a guide for the purchase department so as to plan out the purchases, determine various level of inventory and assist the finance to arrange the necessary fund and assist the finance manager to arrange the necessary fund for the supply of raw materials. Okay, direct labor budget. It helps us to forecast the total labor requirement for the production. Is calculated from data of time and grades of worker needed to manufacture. In the production, in the labor budget, we will find out the total labor requirement. And they are calculated on the basis of data of the time and the grades of worker needed for manufacture, whether we require skilled labor, unskilled labor, what is the number of skilled and unskilled labor, whether skilled is more, unskilled is less. Accordingly, we will decide the rate and will make the budget of that, and that will helps the finance manager to arrange the finance. Using the rates of pay, allowance, bonus, etc., labor cost budget is computed by HR head. Administrative cost means, since most of the administrative expenses are period cost. Period cost means they are fixed in nature. So for this we will make fixed. They are frozen means they are the final decision. They are fixed in nature. They will not fluctuate with the level of activity. So this cost is also taken into consideration. Once management decisions are finalized, this cost get frozen. Selling and distribution. It includes all the expense on promotion, maintenance and distribution of finished goods. Separate budgets normally prepared for fixed and variable parts of the expense. Right? Then research and development. I told you, if company want to diversify in their product line, they have to make certain research and development budget, because since if they are following only one product segment, they may not be in a position to grow. So if they want to grow, they have to diversify in their various products. For that, research and development budget include all the expense on the project on hand and new project approval by the management. Expenses planned for the budget period are included. Cash budget. Cash budget is prepared in order to know the deficit and or the surplus in the future period. Cash budgets are prepared monthly. In that, we take all the receipts minus all the expenses monthly wise, taking into consideration all receipts during the month and all payments, forecasted payments of various expense, whether labor, factory overheads, office overheads, admin overheads, selling and distribution overheads, purchase of any particular asset in a particular month. So cash budget is prepared by the company to know whether companies in the near future, companies going to enjoy surplus or they are going to suffer deficit. If they find out in the forecasted budget, if they find out certain deficit, they might arrange for a loan, because when you need the fund, at that time you arrange the loan, there may be a gap that it will take time to get the loan. So in advance only, we may go for short-term loan or we may arrange, keep in all the formalities are done well and in advance. If they need it, they can just go and tell that all the formalities are done, just issue the check. So in that way, they can plan out for the short term or long term loan or bank overdraft. If there is a surplus, then to make this money in a multiple, I will invest in a short term investment where I will get more returns. So I will go for search in such an investment which gives me higher return at a very short period of time. So cash budget helps us to have a financial plan of the company. Arrange. What is the objectives of cash budget? Arrange for finance or invest as per shortage or excess, as I told you. Coordinate in relation to total working capital, investment debts, etc. Establish in sound credit basis from banks, financial institutions and creditors well in advance before we are going to have suffering a deficit. Focus on sudden and seasonal requirement, overstocking or delay collection, etc. All that. Because cash budgets are calculated on the basis of delay in the payment from the customers, delay in the payment to the suppliers, all that taken into consideration, and on that basis we make cash budgets. Out of that we get surplus and deficits. master budget. The consolidated summary of all functional budget. I repeat, master budget is a consolidated, means information, consolidated summary of all functional budget. Right? It approves, signifies approval for all budget which they can be employed. In sense, it is a budget, profit and loss account and balance sheet. Master budget is nothing but it is a profit and loss and a balance sheet. For this master budget, we prepare profit and loss and balance sheet, which is prepared by accountant or the finance manager. Prepared by budget committee. Obviously, it is prepared by budget committee, that is account manager. Provide a scientific base to compute effect of any change in operation like sale volume, product mix, price, labor cost, metal cost. Because master budget includes only functional budget, I told you. It includes only functional budget. Functional budget is material, labor, overheads, changes in the cost. Understood? Right? So, again, budget can be fixed and flexible. I have explained you. The budget remains unchanged irrespective of the level of activity actually attained. Useful for a short period where volume remains unchanged and expense are of fixed nature. Fixed budgets are those budget which remains unchanged. Right? It remains unchanged for an expense of fixed nature. Have limited application and cannot be used as told as for cost control. Flexible budget is prepared by the company. Flexible budget is prepared by the company in order to know that what is the behavior of the cost and profit at various level of activity. Which level of activity is more fruitful? On that basis, we will make a flexible budget of different level, either high level as well as lower level and the current level. By comparing that, we can fix up the level of activity which is suitable for the company. Yes? So, when the level of activity changes during a year, business in new and demand is difficult to predict, where there is a shortage of material, labor and plant capacity. All that can be achieved, all that information can be, we get only when, by preparing flexible budgets. Now, methods of preparing. We can prepare a flexible budget in tabular method form, in columnar wise. Or formula on ratio method, graphical method. We make different columns for different level of activity, or we can use the flexible budget by using ratio method. There are certain ratios which we are going to study in the later part of this chapter. Graphical method, we can make the graphs for different level of activity. From that we can make out the behavior of the cost and the profit. Now control ratio, there are certain control ratio. From this, by calculating this activity also, we can control the, we can find out whether we have controlled this thing. So, following are the favorable or not. If this ratio, activity ratio is high, definitely the production process is going efficiently. If it is less, that means in spite of all our efforts, but the activity is not raising. So, for calculating activity ratio, standard hours for actual production divided by budgeted hours. Into 100 means I have made a budget of 100 hours, but actual hour is only 80. That means it is good. If it is more, that means we are indicate measure of activity achieved during the period. So if it is more and more, it will say that we are nearer to the budget level. But if it is less than the target, definitely it is good. So if this activity ratio is less, it is good for the company. If it is activity ratio is more, it is little bit bad for the company. Then capacity ratio. Actual hours divided by budgeted hours. Means capacity, you have to find in capacity that the capacity of the company is 100 hours, but we have actually worked for 80 hours. That means, well, we have still more time, more activity, means hours spending, in that we can increase our production. So that capacity ratio indicate whether or what extended budget hours of activity are actually used during the period. Right? Then efficiency ratio. This will tell us that whether we have attained the efficiency or not. Again, standard actual hours of production into standard actual hours. Standard hours of actual production divided by actual hours. So, indicate degree of efficiency attained. Means actual is 100 and standard is 40. So, that means our ratio efficiency is not good. Standard was 40 and actual is 100. That means my efficiency is not good. But standard is 80 and my actual is 60. The ratio is good. In this, in the efficiency ratio, if it is higher the ratio, higher is the efficiency. Lower the ratio, lower is the efficiency. Now, next budget we have zero-based budgeting. Now, what is zero-based budgeting? Now, zero-based budgeting will be followed by those company who is very much new to the market, who don't have any previous experience in the market, who is doing the budget control program for the first time. They don't have any type of previous experience or knowledge or whatever it is. It is fully based on the knowledge of the budget person, the departmental head who is making the. So such type of company makes zero-based budget. Okay, so method of budgeting whereby all the activities are reevaluated each time a budget set, discrete level of each activity, value and combination chosen to match funds available. In this exercise, manager has to depend their budget from the scratch. They have to start their budget from the scratch, and justification based on the past budgets or actual is not accepted. That is called zero-based budget. Or see, you have, suppose you have one business which you, in which you are very good. Now suppose first you are the manufacturer of product of a shirt manufacturing. Now you are going to the hotel industry. Now where there is no idea about the previous, the budgetary control people don't have any idea about the hotel industry, but since they are diversified to the hotel product, they have to start with zero-based budget. So they will make a zero-based budget. So such type of company, when there is diversification through the new product line of different field, then zero-based budgeting is more helpful for those company. Now the next budgeting is performance budget. Now performance budgeting is looked upon as a budget based on functions and activities. The performance budget will give you the details of various departmental head performance. On this performance budget, we can decide, we can analyze who is responsible for whom, who has done good, which department has done good, which department had done bad, who is responsible, the person who is responsible from that, they can take the necessary action, or they can have a word with that departmental head that why you failed in that. So for that, knowing all that fact, we make a performance budget. Performance budget is looked upon as a budget based on function, activity and project. It is linked to the budgetary system based on objective classification of expenditure. This technique is a process of analyzing, identifying, simplifying, crystallizing specific performance objectives of a job to be achieved over a period of, in the framework of the organization objectives, right? Then responsibility accounting. After making the performance budget, on that basis we will make responsibility accounting. From the performance budget, we will make a responsibility accounting that the person, the responsibility which is given to various departmental head, how much they are succeeded in their responsibility, in performing their responsibility. For that we are making responsibility budget. A method of accounting in which costs are identified with person assigned to their control rather than with products or function. In this, we are not calculating any type of budget for the cost, but we are calculating the budgets. We are accounting those work which is done by the various departmental head, whether they are in their succeeded in their mission or not. That we are going to target in the responsibility accounting. Unit under specified authority is organized are developed as responsibility centers. They are individually evaluated with the help of performance. I can make a responsibility accounting that this fellow has fulfilled his responsibility, this fellow failed to do his responsibility. So this, here in this responsibility accounting, we are not talking about the cost, but we are talking about the achievement which the different people had made. On that basis we can approach to the various departmental head for some various measures. Now social reportings. Nowadays social reporting means the what company has done to the society, what company has done, if the company has earned this much profit, out of that how much they have incurred for the society benefit, what they have done for the society. So that is also a very important features of every big organization. Nowadays during the annual report only we have a social reporting. In the annual report, when you get an annual report, there is a social reporting in which we come to know that what this company has done to the environment, what this company has done to the society, what programs are going to be undertaken by this company for the betterment of the society where they are working. All that information will be given in this social reporting. Nowadays you can see various ads of Tata Steel. right? Tata Steel is given that a lady becomes the driver, tractor driver. So that they are giving social responsibility, that Tata Steel has developed various things which has uplifted the backward, means which had uplifted the women also into the field, and they are also going neck to neck with the men. So that is the social reporting. All this type of reportings are done either in report or by advertisements, that we have done this, like the Reliance, that Nita Ambani comes, that we have, when Satyameva Jayate serial was going on, at that time Nita Ambani's small trailer was shown, that she is visiting various villages where she is working for the upliftment of the backward class people or the backward economical zone of our country. For their upliftment, they have started a new foundation. So why they are doing? Just because of, on the basis of social, for the purpose of social reporting. Because once, if the people come to know that this company has done something for the betterment of the company, for the betterment of the society people and the country, and contributes to the growth of the country, definitely that has to be shown, which will give them more edge over the other companies. The concept is gaining importance as society is getting conscious about the cost benefit of the corporate activity. Several benefits accrues to the firm at the cost of the society. Hence, corporations are expected to take care of the society as whole or of various group thereon affected by the corporation. See, you know, once Tata was first started at West Bengal, but the people protested against that. That is because of they were not doing a social reporting. People think that the farmer decided that they will not give their place because the farmer were losing their land, which was their bread and butter, from which they used to earn bread and butter. So that in that case, because of that, the Tata's company's goodwill has affected. Then afterward, it get transferred to Gujarat. Now they are doing miracles. Right, that is social responsibility. Now, because of that Tata, Gujarat, particular state, Gujarat state is developing day by day. Now it is becoming a industrial hub for the whole world. Right, so that is social reporting. All that reporting should be done as per the budgetary control techniques, which will help to improve the goodwill of the company. Right, this concept, increasing awareness about the corporate social contribution, identification and rewards to business for social contribution, and identification of adverse effect of the environment, all these are taken into consideration in the social reporting. That's the reason this concept is gaining more and more importance. Improving creditability and reputation of the business, I told you. Transferring cost of social activities to other segment of the society. They are transferring their profit to some of the other activity. See, if the company is working in a special economic zone, they get various tax benefits from the company. They get tax holiday. You heard about tax holiday? If my company is working in some special economic zone, then the government give a special benefit called tax holiday for 3 years, 5 years or 6 years. What will happen, you know, for 5 years, the company will not have to pay any tax, because if they are developing their factory in that special economic zone, that will help us in creating more employment opportunity for the people of backward region, right? So it will help them to improve their standard of living. So they are doing some, so for that, for doing that, company get benefit from the government of the country, right? So that is all picturized, that is all formulated or presented in social reporting, right? So next one is, social reporting is being included in the annual accounts and reported for responsible companies also. So this is what we are into. So nowadays, social reporting is done by each and every company in order to get various benefits from the government of India. So this is what the first chapter of your end term portion is, that is budgetary control. How the budgetary control is done, the simple thing to understand in this whole chapter, in order to have control, make a target, make a budget, and implement that budget and achieve the things, get the things done within that limit, automatically you are in a better position. That will improve the cost as well as the overall efficiency of the business. That's all from this chapter. I hope you enjoyed this chapter. Now you go through the textbook and you will find this chapter more effective. Thank you very much. We'll move on to the next chapter within a short period of time. Thank you.